Good morning. My name is Dawn Luther. My wife Helen and I are honored and blessed to be hosts of Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, a gospel program brought to you every Sunday morning by the Salvation Army Community Church in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. This hour of worship can be heard at 6 a.m. on Country 105 from Shelburne, 7 a.m. on 560 CFOS, Owen Sound, and 98 The Beach, Port Elgin, and at 8 a.m. on Country 104.9 in Goderich. Our purpose is to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage you in the faith. May God thoroughly bless you as you listen and reflect. We thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in every Sunday and tell your friends and family about our program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul.
To worship, come,
Good morning. Helen and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, and we bring a blessing from the Old Testament book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is in it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. Let us worship him now in songs of praise.
Worship the Lord.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see.
This morning, Major Neil Evenden will be teaching us about trust. To that end, Helen will be reading from Luke 15. So if you have your Bible nearby, please join with Helen as she reads from Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 24.
Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men." So he got up and went to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and he was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. And may the good Lord continue to freely give us new insights and blessings as we read his precious holy word.
Thank you, Helen, for that important lesson on faith, trust, and forgiveness. In the past few weeks, I heard once again a Christian song simply called "He." "He" was written by Richard Mullen and Jack Richards in 1954 and was well placed on the Billboard charts in the 1950s and 60s. You may remember versions by Jerry Vale, Andy Williams, Diana Ross, and the Righteous Brothers. This wonderful song of forgiveness is sung for us this morning by Glenn Campbell.
He can turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner, call and always find. Him sad to see the way we live. He'll always say, I forgive.
He can grant a wish or make a dream come true.
He can paint the clouds and turn the
find the rainbows in. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I.
Tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy prays, sing in triumph for the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves.
days. This a song of victory. Jesus sings, Jesus sings.
Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.